The lamb, shepherd, and sheep are some of the images that help us to capture the central message of this Sunday. The readings first remind us that the risen Christ, the lamb slain for our sins, is our shepherd. He knows his sheep, he leads them to springs of life-giving water, and they follow him. He secures them. The shepherd gives them eternal life. That is the fulfillment of the vision of the book of Revelations that speaks about those who are finally rewarded with eternal life, where they will never hunger nor be thirsty again. In the words of Jesus, these are the people who have merited their reward, the sheep that belong to him, the sheep that listen to his voice and follow him, and thus the shepherd gives them eternal life. The first reading focuses on the difficulties that beset the early church in its witness. Paul and Barnabas listened to the voice of the shepherd and set out. They followed the lead of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the message of the shepherd to the Jews. The rejection of the good news by the Jews in Antioch becomes a blessing in disguise because Paul and Barnabas now turn to the Gentiles who warmly welcome the good news. The message is clear. Countless difficulties, opposition, deceit, and persecution have never succeeded in blocking the evangelizing mission of the church. The good news this Sunday is one of hope and comfort for millions of people in the world today who suffer persecution, ridicule, and injustice. We find that good news in the gospel passage that offers us both comfort and great challenge. The comforting message is that no one can snatch the sheep out of the Father's hands. The challenge for both the pastors and lay faithful alike is being shepherds to those entrusted to their care, and indeed to all our brothers and sisters. We become shepherds by listening to the voice of the shepherd in a world with so many conflicting voices, by following the shepherd faithfully, and by being what Pope Francis has called custodians of one another, giving witness to the shepherd, the risen Lord. So what message do we take home this Sunday? 1. The risen Lord is the Lamb who shepherds us through the church and gives us spiritual nourishment. 2. Shepherds are cautioned on the danger of leaving the flock alone. For whatever reason, because the sheep will sooner or later be snatched away by the wolves of this world. And finally, both pastors and lay faithful are challenged in a number of ways: to listen to Jesus Christ, the shepherd, and to follow him, to proclaim the good news of hope and comfort to those who are weak in their faith, those tested by many conflicting voices in the world, those led away from the flock, away from the shepherd, and bring them back home to the fold. I am Monsignor John Binder. God bless you.